And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison, and it's my privilege to be joining you today. Today, I'd like to discuss whether the next recession is truly upon us. But more importantly, I want to get into actions that you can take to better yourself as a real estate investor if indeed a recession is upon us. That part is going to be toward the end of the show. I hope you can stick with me throughout the duration. Last time I had thoughts of a recession, I think we all did, early 2020, extended shutdowns and shut-ins, business closures. People were told to stay at home. Some businesses were allowed to stay open. Many were told that they had to shut down. Massive unemployment, massive layoffs, massive bankruptcies, people going out of business. Little did I know at that time that it was unnatural and that the government bought our way out of a recession. Imagine that. They bought our way out of it. They sent money to everybody, some to some folks that didn't deserve to get it, and I think they're going through some of that now, but they just flooded the system with dollars, and lo and behold, we did not go into a recession. In fact, in 2020, if you're looking back, the stock market was up 23%. Isn't that kind of strange? I still think that's bizarre that we had so much unemployment, so many shuttered businesses, and yet the market continued to grow. I think we all think that's odd. This time around, the fundamentals are much different. There's a lot of things going on. It quite possibly, one of the issues we're having is those payouts, those massive payouts that were given out in 2020. Only time will tell, though. I'm no economist, but I'm going to do my best on today's show to see if we can decide for ourselves if indeed we are in a recession. Now, by the time you hear this show, it's going to be about 10 days from the time I wrote and recorded this show. You may have noticed we're not live anymore. So we set these shows up ahead of time. We put them together. We record them. And by the time you, the listener, hears it, it could easily be 7 days, 10 days down the road. You podcast aficionados, you know who you are. My fellow podcast people, I'm a big podcast person. It might be several weeks or even months by the time you hear this show. I assure you, this time around, this news will not be stale looking forward into the short term. It's very apparent to me what's going on, but let's kind of go through some points. Again, today's show I want to do, is the next recession upon us? But more importantly, what can you do to better your position if indeed we are in a recession? You see, we as real estate investors, we don't fear the recession. We set ourselves up properly. We make money in the up market and we make money in the down market. We just have to make those adjustments to what market we're in. And in this show today is I'm going to ask some questions. I'm going to throw some facts out there. Let's figure out where we are today so then we can say, where do we need to go to move forward? And I want to look at those points of view in the eyes of a single family investor, in the eyes of a multifamily independent rental owner, and that's somebody who buys an apartment complex all on their own. In the eyes of a multifamily passive investor, I'm a very big passive investor in a multitude of multifamily properties, and possibly in the eyes of a lead investor, although our lead investors are highly educated. They're a group that is very close. I mean, our leads are close to dozens of other leads, and so they're sharing that top-notch pertinent information, which allows them to adjust quickly regardless of whatever market conditions there are out there. Now, there's two groups of people that listen to this show. There's real estate investors, and there's those that are considering to become a real estate investor. I've been in both groups. You're either in Group A or Group B. And when I go into actions to take, I am going to spend some time for those of you that are not yet investing in real estate. I'll throw some thoughts out for you. But again, that's at the end of the show. And I've been in both groups. But thankfully, today, I am a diehard real estate investor. I work daily in one fashion or another in real estate investing. I am constantly growing my portfolio. And regardless of what you think you're about to hear today, at no point am I going to say, stop investing. I'm not going to say that. I just, in fact, in the last 3 weeks have funded two more multifamily deals. So I'm not going to give you that news. I'm not going to say, clam up, shut down, pull back. You're not going to hear that from me. Again, we make money in the up times and we make money in the down times. I own single family properties. I continue to own those. I continue to invest passively in multifamily properties. I only have two regrets right now. One is that I don't have more dollars to invest. And the other regret is there are six opportunities on the table right now that I like. There's actually more opportunities than that out there, but there's six that I'm considering. I'm only going to be able to pick one of those six, I believe, based on the funds that I have right now and some of the actions that I'm taking. And I will share those actions with you as we go through the show. So I think I'm only going to be able to pick one of those six. And this is in the near term, I think between now and the end of June. Let's define recession, because that's really going to tee up the remainder of the show. And the textbook definition of a recession is a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced. And that's generally identified by a fall in GDP, gross domestic product, in two successive quarters, two in a row. So that is the textbook definition of a recession. Essentially, they won't be able to announce until we have that second quarter of decline. Let's pick it up on the other side and continue this discussion. My name's Mike Harrison.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments. Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Back to your map to financial freedom. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions about Lifestyles Unlimited, about today's topic, about how to begin investing in real estate, or maybe you're an investor in real estate right now and you just have some questions you'd like to bounce off me, I'd appreciate you sending an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I do respond personally to each and every email I receive. I'm a real estate investor in both single-family properties and apartment communities, and I began 11 years ago investing in real estate. And I'll tell you this, each year gets sweeter and sweeter. Let me tell you, it is nice to be a real estate investor. Today we're talking about this potential, is a recession upon us, and we don't fear the recession. We set our properties up in a certain manner that we make money in the up times and we make money in the down times. We just have to change our strategy. And if you missed that first segment, You can always go back and pick it up on the Lifestyles Unlimited website. It's probably the easiest way, lifestylesunlimited.com. I usually catch my shows in the podcast app. It's the purple app. If you have a iPhone, it's probably a different color if you've got an Android or what have you. But there's a podcast app on your phone. You just click on that, search for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, subscribe to it, and the shows are going to automatically upload. And if you got some windshield time like I did this weekend, you just tune it up and catch up and do some shows for there. So is the next recession upon us? Let's see if we can decide for ourselves with some facts here. And then more importantly, what can we do now to better ourselves if indeed that is the case? And that's either as a real estate investor or as a beginning real estate investor. The official textbook definition of a recession is a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two successive quarters. GDP is gross domestic product. That is the economy growing or is it shrinking? It's either A, it's either flat, it's either growing, or it's either shrinking. And the other part I want you to take away from that definition, notice they use the term temporary economic decline. Recessions don't last forever. In fact, the average recession is a 10-month recession. So they're pretty quick all in all. Now, to predict anything, I'm not telling you how long, if indeed we decide we are in a recession, that's going to last. I just want you to know the average is 10 months. So let's look at this. Fourth quarter, 2021. Well, gross domestic product, GDP, was up about 7%. What happened first quarter, 2022? Well, GDP declined. So there's our first quarter. We need two in a row. Where do we sit today? Well, today we're about halfway through second quarter and GDP has declined. So based on that definition, technically, I'll tell you, unless the world changes course overnight, and that's not going to happen in the next 6 weeks, let's be frank here, but unless the world just reverses, everything changes and suddenly gets better again, come July 1st, you might have some economist jump the gun and do it shortly before July 1st, and they'll officially announce that recession. Keep in mind that economics is hindsight. You look back and you go, well, here's what happened. So based on that, this is what's going on in the economy. It's always hindsight. So I found that definition as I was doing some research online. You've got to be careful. We live in the information age and there is just so much out there. Understand what sites you can trust and what sites you can't trust. There's a lot of noise out there telling us that, oh, we've been in a recession since February of 2020, the COVID recession. And if you look back, no, technically we weren't. We had some declining GDP for a brief period of time and then bounced back and we were in expansion. We were in a recovery stage. So just a note there, be careful where you get your information. Now there's four basic stages of the economic cycle: expansion, slowdown, recession, and recovery. Those four stages. And I don't want to shoot from the hip, so let's go through this and just use a process of elimination and see if we can figure out where we are. Expansion. Some people may make an argument, hey, we're in an expansion phase, especially when you look at a few sectors out there. You can look at construction and manufacturing. Both of those sectors are on fire. There's a lot of manufacturers that literally cannot make product fast enough and get it to the market fast enough. But therein lies the problem. There's a lot of suffocation to both construction and manufacturing. Supply chain issues, regulations. I mean, massive regulations have come into play in just the last year, maybe 14, 15 months. Cost of goods have absolutely expanded. Just raw materials, steel, aluminum, nickel, wood, anything that you need has increased greatly. Any sort of electronics have increased. Appliances have increased. There are supply chain issues in construction. It's taken 9 months to get a doggone garage door. So there's a lot of suffocations to those industries, and not every industry is on fire. Tech is way down. So we look at that, and I can argue we are not. I'm going to say no to that expansion stage. I do want to give you a little note out there. There are what they call bellwethers, and they're kind of signaling points for the stock market. And I'm no longer a stock market investor. I was a big-time stock market investor for a large portion of my life. Thankfully, I'm 100% real estate guy right now, and I'm very happy to be there. But there's a bellwether of the stock market, and it's new construction housing starts. New construction housing starts. I'm telling you right now, friends, if there is any sort of dip in housing starts in the near term, there will be a massive sell-off on the stock market. Keep your eyes on it. That is a signal. If at any point they say, and in July 2022, housing starts were down 3%, bam. But chances are the big players already know this, and so they've already trended that drop. But keep your eye on that. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I mean, they can't build houses fast enough. That's one of the reasons that makes real estate investing so great, is because the demand for safe, affordable, functional housing is at a massive peak right now. All right, continuing these expansion phases through this process of elimination. Slowdown. Are we in a slowdown? Yes, absolutely. GDP, as we just said, was down in the first quarter. GDP is trending down for the second quarter. Diesel, fuel, gasoline, way up. I'm not sure what you're paying for gas, but my gasoline costs are 100% more than they were 18 months ago. I was paying $1.50, $1.70. Today, I had to fuel up several times over the weekend. I was paying just under $4 a gallon at some places and over $4 a gallon in other places. That's a 235% increase in a gallon of gas. It's not an 8%, 235. My name is Mike Harrison. We're going to find out if we're in a recession and what you can do about it.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Woman came up to me a couple years ago. She goes, you know, Dell, this retirement stuff's great and everything, but I got a problem. I go, what's that? She goes, I married my husband for good, bad, ugly for the rest of our life, better or worse, but not to have him at home with me every day. Get him out of here.
Sound like a problem you'd want? Learn how to retire in 5 years or less. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Today's discussion, we're going through and essentially just looking at what's happening around us today to decide if indeed the next recession is upon us. The fundamentals are much different today than they were during the COVID stage, when we thought, heck, during COVID, we're for sure going into a recession. The government bought our way out of that recession. And now here we are today. And just a reminder, the four basic stages of the economic cycle are expansion, slowdown, recession, and recovery. We discussed expansion. No, we're not in a phase of expansion. We discussed slowdown. Yes, we're definitely in that phase of slowdown. And then after slowdown comes recession. That's what we're looking at today. And recovery. We're darn sure not in recovery. That's the fourth stage. We were in recovery. Last part of 2021 was absolutely a recovery. By textbook economic definition, we were in a recovery. But as soon as GDP was declined that first quarter of 2022, it's continuing to decline. Here we are halfway through second quarter. We still have another 6 weeks to go. Then we can make a determination technically by the textbook definition July 1st. That's when we'll know the real answer. Now, keep in mind, economics is hindsight. You're looking back over your shoulder and you're saying, here's what happened. Here's what the economy did. Here's how the American consumer reacted. Therefore, we are in X. And they'll pick one of those four stages of the economic cycle. Now, what we're going through right now is it's a two-headed monster. You've got inflation on one side, and you've got interest rates continuing to trend up to curb the inflation. You raise the interest rates to stop the inflation. But what happens when you raise interest rates? You constrict the economy. So really, our decision makers are in a really tight spot right now, very tight spot on how to correct this this cycle that we're in. Let's talk about inflation for just a moment. April's numbers for inflation officially 8.4%. That matched a 40-year high and continued that inflationary trend that we've seen for the last 4 months. If you'll recall, the numbers for March were 8.9%. So March was slightly higher than April. By April being 8.4%, read in it for what you will. I think some people are tripping over themselves to try to say, well, that's good news. It's trending down. It's only been 1 month, friends. That's we got to look at this thing over at least a 6 month cycle. And I mean, if it's 8.4, 8.3, 8.2, 8.1, that's not good news. I mean, anything over five is anything over four is not good. Inflation is based on CPI, Consumer Price Index, and it's essentially they're looking at consumer goods as a whole, and they're putting it all together, and they're going, yeah, prices are up 8.4% this year over last year. Friends, they're way higher than 8.4%. I mean, realistically, anybody out there that tell me what your grocery bill is. Is it 8% higher than it was a year ago? No. We go to the grocery. I mean, it's up 20 to 30% higher. But I'm just a family guy. When the kids are home, we've got a full house, five people in the house. It's much higher. And maybe that accounts because I've got a 20-year-old son that eats like a horse. I'm just saying groceries are higher. Fuel is way up. Diesel's up. And then there's the supply chain issues with diesel. I understand that there's areas of the East Coast that don't have diesel. That's not going to make it any better. There's a neat website. I don't have the name in front of me, but you can find it. It's Shadow Charts, I believe, is what it's called. And it's not shadowy, but what it does is it takes methodologies that we use today, and it applies methodologies that were used decades ago, and calculates items, and then says, well, based on the way we did it during this period, this is what it was. And so you can take GDP, you can take inflation, the way they calculated that in 1980, the Consumer Price Index. And if you apply the 1980 methodology to today, and I'm not saying one's right and the other's wrong. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just, it's nice to look at these things through different lenses, right? We're gathering information here. We want to know where we are in the economic cycle. So now as a real estate investor, we can react and understand that cycle and adjust and come out stronger on the backside. That's all we are. You can't get out of the woods if you don't know where the heck you are. So you have to figure that out. The Marine Corps says adapt and overcome. Adapt. Here's where we are. Here's the situation. Here's how we are going to move forward and overcome this situation. So if you use that 1980 methodology to today's Consumer Price Index, that number's 15%. Now, I'm just throwing that out there. But those of you that are consumers, that are spenders, that are part of the American economy, doesn't that feel a little better than, it doesn't feel better, but doesn't that pretty much kind of match what we're going through? Many, many items are way higher than that. I mean, I think bacon's like 10 or 12 bucks. Everything is just insane. Gas, $4 or higher. That's what I'm paying here in Texas. I know many of you are paying way higher. At the writing of this show, I think the average cost of gasoline was $4.47. So when we say, hey, are we in a recession? I'll ask you this. Has your behavior changed because of increased cost? And whether that's groceries, going out to eat, driving, entertainment, buying clothes, repairs to the house, vacations. Are you worried about taxes increasing? Insurance. My insurance just shot up last month. Interest rates. And it didn't shoot up because there's a wreck or anything. It's just trending up on all the properties. Are people on fixed incomes better or worse off? They're worse. So when someone says, hey, is a recession upon us? I'm going to look at the facts and I'm going to go, yes, we are in a recession. We're in one now. We're moving forward. Technically, that answer will be given to you by people that make these decisions for a living that are 1,000 times more qualified than me to do it. They're going to tell you July 1st or maybe some of them will jump the gun because that's when the official definition of GDP being down 2 quarters in a row will be official. The world's not going to change in the next 6 weeks. So if we're in a recession, what do we need to do? Well, we're going to get into that. I want you to understand how this is going to play out. The average recession lasts 10 months. That's the average. I don't know how long this one's going to last. Maybe longer, maybe shorter. GDP will be down for the second quarter. Prices will continue to rise. People will begin to constrict or stop spending. They just don't have enough to spend on what they would normally spend, or they're trying to save, right? They're trying to hold on to what they have. That's a fear-based reaction to these sort of things. And because the U.S. economy is based on spending, when spending slows and stops, the economy will restrict. GDP will continue to cycle down. If it gets bad enough, hiring will slow down. And if it gets really bad, we will see layoffs. Okay. And I know some of you out there are like, no, there's more jobs than workers right now. And hiring's high. Look, if a company that offers a service or a good or a product cannot sell those services or goods or products because people are constricting, their number one expense is humans, and they will begin to lay those humans off. It is a natural cycle. Understand that. When we come back, I'm going to give you some ideas of what I'm doing to get through this recession. My name's Mike Harrison.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not gonna invest with you, I'm gonna go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be a part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. We're discussing the economic situation we find ourselves in today. And as you hear this show, it's probably 7 to 10 days after I wrote this show. I don't think this is going to be stale information by any means. I don't think anything changing in the next 7 to 10 days. We're on a down cycle, friends. We are in a recession, not officially. That official recession will be announced July 1, mark my words. But if you think this is all doom and gloom, doomsday, end of the world, economy is crashing, all of that, you're not a real estate investor, okay? I'm telling you this because as real estate investors, we position ourselves depending on the market conditions. We make money in the up times and we make money in the down times. All this uncertainty and the fact that we're trending into a recession means one thing to real estate investors: massive opportunity is ahead. Massive opportunity. If you know what you're looking for and you're positioned to take advantage of that opportunity, okay? We improve our life in real estate investing literally just by hitting singles and doubles, singles and doubles, singles and doubles, compounding that, growing that cash flow, deploying those funds, creating what I call that cash flow snowball. And then every so often, there is a time period when massive opportunity hits. And that last time was 2008 to 2010. I did not start investing until after 2008 or 2010. So I didn't get really involved in real estate investing until 2013. And in 2013, by 2015, everyone kept telling me the prices are really going up, and maybe it's not a good time to buy. I just kept buying. Here's another bit of information. I'm buying now. I'm not saying clam up and tie your hands to the table and don't do anything. That's not what I'm saying at all. So let's dig into what am I doing exactly? Well, for one thing, I'm increasing my cash holdings. Okay. I'm growing that war chest higher than I normally would. Typically what I do, if I've got, I accrue my funds, accrue, and then I get enough and I say, okay, I can go jump into this deal or purchase this single family property. And then I deploy those funds immediately. That's what I've been doing the last 5 years. Okay. I know there's massive opportunity. So I'm going to grow that war chest, opportunity fund, however you want to call it. I'm going to grow that cash balance and it's going to get larger than it normally would. And I'm going to sit on it until that massive opportunity that's coming up 3 months, 6 months, 9 months down the road. Talking to lead investors, deals are already properties that are for sale right now. They are being renegotiated. So this is all happening as we speak. So I want to grow that opportunity fund so that I can take advantage of that. I'm not happy with holding a ton of money because of inflation. And I've told you, savers are losers. I'm creating an opportunity fund and I'm going to deploy it. I understand that inflation's out there in the background, just because that opportunity is greater than the loss I'll have due to the inflation. I'm still investing passively. Okay. Keep in mind, at no point am I telling you not to invest. Continue on. Just don't make large changes to your portfolio. Small incremental changes. Continue moving forward. I just funded two deals within the last 2 weeks. I have a house I'm looking at, and we're discussing whether we should 1031 that into more properties. It's time to move that house. I will still sell that house this year, okay? I realize it may not be the seller's market that it was. Am I going to cry over spilled milk and sit on it and wait till that seller's market comes back? No, I can still take advantage of my position. Best product, best price. But that house, when it's time to sell, it's time to sell. That's the exact opposite of what people do in the stock market, if you think about it. When a market is down, and I think it's down about 15% as of the writing of this show year to date, but what do people do? They send me an email and they go, Mike, I've got $500,000 in my 401k. What should I do? I say, essentially, get out of your 401k, cash it in, pay the penalty, pay the taxes, and put it into real estate. Now they're saying, but if I sell, I'll lose. And I'm thinking, you've been up for 10 years and you're worried about just the last couple of months. Take your chips off the table. Move forward, put them into real estate. there's going to be massive opportunities coming down the road. Now, I want to talk to you folks that are not real estate investors at this time, or let me talk to people that are reliant upon a W-2 job for you and your family. You need to increase that emergency fund to 6 to 12 months. This is one of the things I do agree with Dave Ramsey on. This is important. Notice I use the word reliant upon. There's a lot of real estate investors that still work W-2 jobs because they're doing what they enjoy. They keep themselves busy. They're still investing in real estate. If you're reliant upon this, especially if you have a family to support, grow that emergency fund. You should already have an emergency fund, but now's the time to beef it up, quite possibly bump it up a little bit. We just don't know what's around the corner, and I want you to be protected, okay? Now, if you have funds in the stock market, as we speak, like I said earlier, with tears in my eyes, I've been telling you for 2 years to get out of it. I'm telling you right now, get out of it. Mutual funds, stocks, shares, 401ks, IRAs, whatever, get out of it. Get it into real estate assets. Don't wait for it to come back. You've been up. You've been up over the last 3 years, the last 5 years, the last 8 years, the last 10 years. Now, a lot of you out there are saying, nope, Harrison, I buy on the dip. But what do they always say? In fact, sometimes that's financial advice from professionals. They go, you should buy on the dip, but don't invest more than you can lose. As real estate investors, our rule number one is must cash flow, and rule number two is don't lose money. If you think it's a loser because you're down 15% year to date, that's your mindset, okay? I think you're up if you've been investing in the stock market over time. And again, I'm not a stock market investor, but if you're a stock market investor, you should expect to lose. They tell you that. It's gambling. My advice, take your chips off the table and put it into real estate. Increase your emergency fund. We talked about that. And then back to that opportunity fund, that war chest. There's going to be some motivated sellers out there, some must-sell situations. Some people are sitting on some interest-only loans. The debt service is going to come into play, and it's going to come into play at higher interest rates because interest rates are going up, and there's just going to be some properties out there that cannot cash flow because of that higher debt service. They didn't calculate it. They thought, we'll always be in this low interest period that we've been in for so long, and that's not the case right now. They have to raise interest rates to get a hold of this inflation. And yeah, doing that's going to constrict the economy, but I think at the end of the day, the decision that has to be made is that these interest rates are going to have to keep coming up. They're going to keep raising them and raising them until it gets just so incredibly painful that they can't raise them again. And then times will change. Obviously, that's in the future. Keep investing. I want you to keep investing. Keep finding those smaller opportunities. Put your money in there. But still, grow that war chest because there's going to be some excellent plays up there. I don't want you to get caught up in, if you're a passive, let's talk to the passive investors out there for a little bit. Don't get caught up in if this is a yield play or a value play, unless you're investing in yield strictly because that's what you're retired on. I know some of you are retired on real estate and you need that cash flow, but the majority of you that reach out to me, you have not achieved that financial freedom at this time. And so you're thinking, well, you know, we're going into a recession. Well, what should I do? Yield versus value. Don't worry about that. Worry about, is it a good opportunity? Does the lead have a plan if interest rates are up 2%, 4%, 5%? What are they going to do 3 years from now, 5 years from now? How are they going to handle it? Does the lead have a good game plan going into this asset, understanding what's going on out there? What's the break even of the property? That's a great question. A lot of our leads set these properties up so that if they're 70% occupied, That's their break-even point. And they're purchasing a property that's a historic 90-plus percent or greater asset, you're going to be just fine. There's no reason they're going to push that thing down to 70 at all. They're buying this property to improve it. If anything, during a recession, demand for good places to live, good, clean, functional, safe places to live, safe places to raise your family, that demand's going to increase. But just understand where that break even is with the lead. Look at the overall opportunity and make your decision, but continue forward. My name's Mike Harrison. I want you to always understand, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.